Hello everybody, welcome to the second best English lesson. Let's learn some of the expressions which are related to leisure and work. Expression number one. The car maker asked its labor union for extended working time. The car maker asked its labor union for extended working time. 労働時間の意味の working time は working を強く、time を弱く発音します。working time というふうに発音してしまうと、時が働いているというようになっておかしな意味になってしまいます。Number two. After the war, lifetime employment policy was established, especially in large companies. After the war, lifetime employment policy was established, especially in large companies. この established と employed に変えると、採用されたという意味になります。Number three, Japan saw a sharp rise in the number of temporary workers who are paid on an hourly basis. Japan saw a sharp rise in the number of temporary workers who are paid on an hourly basis. この on an hourly basis というのは時間ごとにという意味ですが、同じ意味は by the hour という表現でも表すことができます。Number four.Japanese temporary workers, if they are compared with full-time workers, are facing problems such as differences in wage, pension plans, and health insurance. Japanese temporary workers, if they are compared with full-time workers, are facing problems such as differences in wage, pension plans, and health insurance. この if they are compared with full-time workers ですが、they are が省略されることがあります。その場合、if compared と少し見慣れない英語の表現になります。次に full-time workers ですが、これはその前の temporary workers と対照的に使われていますから、対照的な言葉、つまり full-time という言葉を強調しています。そこで、if compared with full-time workers というようになります。Number five.It is a serious social issue in Japan that many hours of unpaid overwork cause death. It is a serious social issue in Japan that many hours of unpaid overwork cause death. Issue というのは社会問題のような難しい問題を指すことが多いですね。ここでは social issue という形で覚えましょう。Number six. Traveling abroad is one of Japanese people's most popular pastimes. Traveling abroad is one of Japanese people's most popular pastimes. Number seven. Group tours featuring hot springs and local delicacies are popular among the middle-aged. Group tours featuring hot springs and local delicacies are popular among the middle-aged.この delicacies という言葉、ごちそうという言葉のアクセントに注意しましょう。The middle-aged というのは中年の人々という意味で middle-aged people の意味を指します。Number 8. A large number of Japanese people take their vacations during the Buddhist Obon Festival, Christmas, and New Year. A large number of Japanese people take their vacations during the Buddhist Obon Festival,Christmas and New Year. このお盆にあたる The Buddhist Obon Festival の Buddhist がないと、休みの名前がお盆であるということしか伝わりません。ここに Buddhist という言葉を置くことによって Christmas との対比や対象が出てくるわけです。Number 9. In Japan, there's a holiday studded season called Golden Week in early May.In Japan, there's a holiday studded season called Golden Week in early May. Holiday season というと、アメリカでは1年のある時期を指す固有名詞のような使われ方をします。したがってここでは holiday studded season、つまり休みの多い季節というふうに表現してみました。Number 10.Golden Week typically is a 10-day period which lasts from April 28th to May 7th. Golden Week typically is a 10-day period which lasts from April 28th to May 7th. この last というのは続くという意味ですね。 またこのように日付を挙げる場合、April 28th とか May 7th という言葉は丁寧に読んでいきましょう。Number 11. During the peak travel season in Japan, expressways, trains and airplanes are extremely crowded. During the peak travel season in Japan, expressways, trains and airplanes are extremely crowded. 3つの表現を並べている場合、つまり expressways, trains and airplanes の場合、上げる、そして下げるというイントネーションを使います。Expressways, trains and airplanes という言い方です。Number 12. A small percentage of the Japanese people use paid holidays. A small percentage of the Japanese people use paid holidays. Number 13. To provide more chances to travel, the Japanese government decides to put national holidays around weekends.To provide more chances to travel, the Japanese government decided to put national holidays around weekends. Number 14. Taking advantage of their spare time, more people study to obtain qualifications or study at university as students with full-time jobs. Taking advantage of their spare time, more people study to obtain qualifications or study at universityAs students with full-time jobs. この spare time というのは、仕事をしないで自由に使うことができるという意味です。最後の students with full-time jobs の時に students と発音しましたが、イギリス英語では students ということも多いようです。